neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Was called for an interview at the office. It's called the Senate, the Bush. So now we see Ribono Shel Olam called them and he told them, Elokei Avicha, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. So there is a very puzzling matter that how come the name of Amram is before Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? How could it be such a thing? Hashem said, I'm the creator of your father, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov.
Didn't want to give Moshe a flight if he saw his father, then he would know what was going on.
So one pirush is that Ribono Shel Olam spoke to Moshe at the beginning with the voice of his father, so he would not be scared, so he prepared him. So he spoke to him and said, Moshe! He said, oh, my father is calling me. So then Hashem spoke with him. That's one pirush. The other pirush is that the general rule is that Ribono Shel Olam never attaches his name to somebody that is alive. You never see such a thing. So now when Hashem told Moshe, the creator of your father, so that means something happened to his Abba. Because if he was alive, so Hashem would not say, Elokei Avicha. So that means when he told them, I'm the creator of your father, so that means his father is not alive. And that was one of the reasons that he didn't want to go to Mitzrayim. Because he felt if he go to Mitzrayim, actually he has to take his father's place. So he hesitated to go. So that's why he says, send it for whoever that is suitable. Shelach na v'yad tishlach. So one of the reasons that he took his shoes off, that meant that he started mourning. Because when Hashem informed them that your father is not alive by telling him, I'm the God of your father. So then he took his shoes off. Because Chas v'Shalom, if such a thing happens, so the one that goes through the mourning can't wear shoes anymore. So that's why he told them, Shana alecha me'aragleicha. Right, but to be at holy had nothing to do with where he was standing. It became holy for a few reasons, because it was a desert. So there are a few reasons that why he mentioned to him that he's holy. We usually talk about the holy subjects on Thursday night. So when you come to this afternoon, we'll explain to you what exactly it means. The reason that he told them, the creator of your father, that meant that your Abba is not alive, and don't worry, you can go and take over. So now, we see this contact was taken through bush and fire, seneh and esh, and einenu ukal, and it's not being consumed. So now, when you see fire in different subjects of the Torah, what is it right in mind to you? Fire, what does fire represent?
Torah.
How do we know fire represents Torah? Because in Parashat Zot HaBeracha it says, Mimino Esh Dat Lamo. So Torah represents?
Fire. No.
Good. Yeah, fire. Fire is good. So the thorns, bush, what does it represent? The bush represents negative forces. No. Negative forces. Decrees. Good.
Which is burns with the fire.
Right, so now here we see Hashem is telling Moshe, look, this fire is not consuming the thorns. What is he trying to tell him?
So you have to do something about
it. I know, but normally fire, that is Torah, should destroy the decrees or not?
Yes.
Yes. No? Yes. So now here, what is Hashem is telling Moshe?
That the negative forces are so strong that the fire cannot burn.
So Hashem was telling Moshe, the Torah that they're learning is not Leshem Shamayim. The Torah is not kosher. So that's why it's not destroying the negative forces. So Ribono Shel Olam is informing Moshe that you should know for later generations, for future, if you see there are decrees and people keep learning Torah and the institution of the Torah is becoming more and more and the decrees becomes worse and worse because the Torah is not the Shem Shamayim. So that's why this Torah that is the Esh is not consuming the decrees, the thorns. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was informed by Ribono Shel Olam, that the only way he can get rid of all these gezerot, decrees, all these enemies, that your Torah has to be, the Shem Shamayim, has to be kosher fire. But if the fire is not consuming the bush, so that means there is something wrong with the fire. That is, this fire is an esh, bolabi. It's not a Beit Yosef fire. Hashem is a gemo, Hashem is came to create a kosher fire to get rid of all these thorns and gezerot ra'ot. A chodesh male besorot. Koyel ha'nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koyel ha'nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.